Conversion, or Homage to Molly Bloom. That summer I swore to remain a virgin. I could practice wooing if I kept saying no, something I'd learned to say to the devil, that insidiously devious monster conjured for us by the nuns who swore our chastity was a gift beyond measure. So why not prolong it, make myself more and more sought after? I thought in such ways then, categorical, extreme, unrelenting. It was a hot summer, and I knew how heat stirred men to lust, or so I'd read. Most of what I knew of men I'd read, the nuns being unreliable sources, except when it came to the devil, who they warned would come in beguiling guises. But I began to consider how dull chastity was, how the body wanted what it wanted. The nuns insisted we say no to the body, which began sending warnings in dreams that denying it would lead to ruin, warnings I ignored all summer until the night a boy came along so beautifully muscled and tender, I woke into nothing but yes.